KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with occasional scattered flurries, a high of 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. We do have a handful of schools that are starting a couple of hours late this morning and some other related weather notes. Two-hour late starts are in store today for Adair Casey Guthrie Center, Audubon, Coon Rapids Baird, Panorama, Tri-Center, Underwood, and Woodbine. Also, there are no morning preschool for Audubon and no morning activities there. Buses on the hard surfaces only today for Cam, Nottoway Valley, and West Central Valley. At Coon Rapids Baird, the classes start at 10:20 a.m. Offices open there at 10 a.m. Same story for ACGC. In the news, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Monday night that a 16-year-old white male student at the Clarinda Academy was missing. The teen is described as being 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing about 144 pounds. He has green eyes, straight brown hair, and unknown clothing. He left the academy in an unknown direction of travel. If you spot a teenager matching that description, call 911 or the Clarinda Police Department at 712-542-2194. The Corinda Academy is a residential academic and behavioral health treatment facility for at-risk youth. An Iowa State Patrol trooper was injured Monday morning in Pottawatomie County when his patrol vehicle was struck by an out-of-control car. According to the State Patrol, 50-year-old trooper James Bullington's 2018 Dodge Charger was parked on the northbound shoulder of Interstate 29 with its emergency lights on, while Bullington, who's from Council Bluffs, was investigating a previous accident at mile marker 70. When a northbound 2004 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 25-year-old Aaron Schutt of Omaha moved from the right to left lane of traffic, his car went out of control on the ice-covered road and spun across the roadway, hitting Bullington's patrol car. Both vehicles came to rest on the northbound shoulder. The accident happened at around 10 a.m. Bullington, who was wearing his seatbelt as he was parked on the shoulder, was transported by law enforcement to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of his injuries. Family members took Schutt to an Omaha hospital. Authorities say he was not wearing a seatbelt. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division assisted the patrol at the scene. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said late Sunday that another non-injury accident had occurred that same day. At around 3:20 p.m., a 2005 GMC Sierra driven by Tobias Luna of Omaha was traveling east on Highway 34 when the vehicle hit a patch of ice on the road near the intersection with A Avenue. The pickup went out of control and entered the north ditch where it came to rest on the driver's side. Tobias was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in identifying the driver of a pickup believed to have been involved in a weekend hit-and-run personal injury accident. The incident happened just before 8 p.m. Saturday in the 2200 block of the South Expressway in Council Bluffs in the northbound lanes. 20-year-old Kane Fiddler of Council Bluffs told KETV in Omaha that the suspected pickup was a silver or gray Dodge Ram with a business logo, possibly large letter C, with a tree symbol. He said moments before the crash, he and his friends were already having problems with a fender bender accident, and Fiddler says as they were stuck on the side of the road, he was trying to brush snow from their back window. Fiddler was recovering from his injuries that nearly left him dead at the CHI Health Mercy Hospital. Pictures of the suspect pickup can be seen under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you recognize that vehicle or have any other information about the incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. The Iowa DOT's towing bans in northern Iowa to deal with vehicles abandoned during the blizzard were lifted Monday evening. Interstate 35 was reopened to northbound traffic at around 5 p.m. The southbound lanes between the Minnesota border and the Ames exit had reopened at noon on Monday. From midnight Friday through mid-morning yesterday, the Iowa State Patrol says they responded to 145 crashes and helped more than 1,000 stranded motorists.
You hope motorists learn from this this blizzard that we have here, and most of all, if we say travel not advised, we mean it.
That's Sergeant Nathan Ludwig, a spokesman for the Iowa State Patrol, who advises drivers on the road today to buckle up, put the smartphone away, and put plenty of distance between your vehicle and the one in front of you, because there are still a lot of icy spots on the highway. In the funeral announcements, Jonathan Heron, age 22, of Exira, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Jonathan Heron will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace that were originally set for today at 10:30 will instead be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Francis Pauley, age 89, of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Francis Pauley will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Barbara Jo Schroyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Barbara Jo Schroyer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lawrence Iltz, age 94, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lawrence Iltz will be held this Thursday at 1:30 at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Glenda Ann Langer, age 86, of Hancock, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Glenda Langer will be this Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Lisa Sickles, age 78, of Fontenelle, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lisa Sickles will be this Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Ethel Armstrong, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Ethel Armstrong are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Sharon Blanchard, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Sharon Blanchard are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Margaret Johnson, age 85, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Margaret Johnson are pending at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.